Hello, everyone. So my name is Astasia, and if this is the first time that you're watching my video, then I'm saying hi to you, introducing a little bit about myself. If you've never spoken to me, or if we, you know, haven't spoken to each other in a long time, I'm sure a lot of things have changed. So I have been doing coaching for the past year and a half. Really, that was when, you know, I started to take this on as a career. And from my own journey, I have been, you know, doing the healing work for about, you know, 7 years now, since 2015, when I had my first kind of near-death experience. And so this entire journey for me has been extremely, honestly, difficult. It's also been there's been just a lot of messy, like, you know, the messy middle, the in-between phases of healing. And so in this video today, I wanted to specifically talk about the topic of healing the inner child, because this was the work and the thing that I did for the past 7 years, and it's the most difficult thing, you know, it has been for me. It's also something that I have been guiding a lot of my clients through. It's the topic that I interact with basically every day. You know, at first it was with myself, and then later on it was helping clients. And this is a topic that is quite emotional. It can be extremely difficult to hear. So if you're not in a space to hear or to listen, then this is kind of that, you know, it's like I don't want to call it a warning, but it's more like, you know, this is just to let you know so that you can make your own decision whether this is the right content for you to hear or not. And so some of the things that I wanted to dive really deep in today are the problems awareness and the struggle awareness when it comes to the inner child work and what that all really means and how the journey of healing unfolds. So let's get started. First things first, every client that comes into my work, they come with different problems, right? So on the surface, it could be, you know, there's this business problem, I'm not getting sales, or there could be a relationship, romantic problem, like, hey, you know, this person that I'm seeing is not, you know, we're not speaking, or there's miscommunication. Or it could be a relationship, like you're in a relationship with someone, so maybe you're in a relationship and your partner doesn't truly understand you, or there's avoidant anxious attachment, the dance back and forth. Another, you know, other things could be, you know, like work is not going well. So all these issues are what I see as the surface problems, because essentially the only reason why we see those things as problems in our present day life is because deep inside there are certain roots and seeds that have created a kind of framework, a kind of paradigm, a kind of perspective that basically manifested what is in the present moment. So everything that was in the past was the seed to the fruit in the present moment. So if we currently struggle with certain things in the present moment, yes, it is helpful to look at, you know, what can I do in this present moment? And it is also important to look at the deep roots and the seeds of where it all started and how we can touch the roots and the seeds deeply so that we can transform, so that we can create liberation, we can remove our suffering. And this is what I've seen, you know, it's the major work that I've done with most of my clients. So let's talk about inner child healing and who is actually, you know, doing this work. So for a lot of us, you know, we didn't grow up with perfect parents, but for some of us, we really, really struggle. For some of us, we struggle with, you know, abusive parenting. We struggle with a lot of narcissism, or, you know, we were raised in a home where there was just a lot of chaos, whether it was because we were immigrants coming from an immigrant family like myself. Immigrant families usually, you know, struggle with a lot of chaos, right? Because, you know, immigrant parents, they move to a different country, they're struggling, they don't know the language. So a lot of the times they rely on the children, right, to help them, assist them with many, many things beside language. There's a lot of parentification. There's also, you know, abuse in different ways. There's systematic family traumas that are being passed down. Sometimes it's sexual abuse, sometimes it's physical, sometimes it's emotional abuse or manipulation. There could be a kind of patterns of either keeping secrets in the family, not saying all the things, or, you know, just kind of putting on a face, kind of, that's the term, right, is to put on a face to show the world that we're a certain kind of person when, you know, behind the doors is something different. There are many, many different family patterns that are not healthy. They're dysfunctional. There, you know, could be addiction in the family of a parent, or it could be a very sick parent who couldn't raise a child, someone who is emotionally unavailable, or someone who suffer a lot of anger issues, or depression, or anxiety, or a sort of mental health issue. And so that, you know, that is the foundation that a child grows up in. And as children, we find coping mechanism to basically learn how to survive in that difficult environment. And we do really become strong children in the sense of we know how to survive through a lot of the difficult things, through our trauma. We have ways of coping. And yet, as we grow up, especially in our late 20s or 30s, I think I see a lot of people in their late 30s or so, they start to realize that some of the coping mechanism or the patterns no longer serve them. It actually harms them in some way, and they start to see it being manifested in their daily lives. So it could be they are struggling with their own addiction problem, or, you know, they are struggling in their own relationship, either with abusive communication or distance in the relationship. There's a lack of connection, or, you know, there's just a lot of triggering things and events. Or, you know, they could see their health declining as a sign of, you know, or the symptom. There could be things at work, let's say, or even money issue. So all of these issues actually come from the root of our inner child foundation. So if we grew up in a home where, you know, we were raised even with, let's say, the type of parenting that didn't really have a lot of nurturing, care, or positive affirmation, or words, etc., even physical touch. With myself and with a lot of the clients that I have worked with, what I see the pattern becomes is that those children grow up to be very critical of themselves. They grow up to, you know, they are really hard on themselves. They tend to be perfectionists. And unless they achieve something that is beyond this world, they don't feel that they're good enough. And so they're kind of constantly on this, kind of not a rat race, but it's kind of on a constant wheel of, you know, I have to accomplish the next thing, and their nervous system is quite pushed and they don't ever feel good enough, right? So those could be one of the manifestation of this deep root. There are other ones where, you know, I see people, you know, in myself included, as well as in my clients, you know, chasing unavailable patterns. And what that looks like is, you know, of course everything is unconscious, right? We don't consciously say, I'm gonna choose an unavailable partner. We usually end up unconsciously attract those partnerships. You know, in spiritual terms, they also call them karmic relationships. And karmic relationships are really designed for us to heal these wounds and these patterns. So when I went through that myself, that was very, very difficult. I spent a lot of time crying, a lot of grieving, a lot of confusion. Why do I feel so alone? Why do I feel so left out? Why do I feel so unloved? And why does this relationship feel like a big disconnection? And there was just a lot of abandonment wound that would come up, and I cried and I grieved a lot. And I remember actually blaming my partner. I remember blaming that, you know, like he wasn't this person and he wasn't this and that. And I just put all the blame onto him just because the struggle and the pain was hurting so much. And I can see that pattern in a lot of my clients who are currently going through this. And it's, you know, it's not personal. It's because sometimes when we see the other partner as a mirror to ourselves and our own pattern, it becomes hard for us to take acknowledgement and to really take ownership of the things that we have to work on inside of ourselves. So essentially, these symptoms and manifestations of the problems that you see in your present life can be tied back, can come back, can be examined at the roots and the seeds of the inner child. So when we talk about the inner child, it's not like we're trying to come back to, you know, the little baby or the kids that were within us when we were young, or we're acting childish. We're not talking about, you know, acting childish. Essentially, inner child work, what it means is, a lot of the times when we haven't learned to reparent ourselves, when we haven't learned the healing work, what we end up doing is we end up reenacting the patterns of the hurt child that was us, right, way back then. So if, you know, if you were, when you were 7 or 8, you used to feel really lonely and you cried for your parents because they weren't there, then as you grow up in your 20s, 30s, or even later in life, right, sometimes even 60s, as I hear these calls of all different types of clients, is you still feel those feelings and you start to interpret life or see life in that, with that lens, because you haven't truly healed or transformed those seeds within yourself. And so you are still reenacting from those child patterns. And so what the inner child work is it's not that we're coming back and remaining the hurt child. What we're doing is we're transforming our relationship with that inner child, so that if that child was hurt, we have the opportunity to come back in this present moment to heal that child, to give that child the support, the nurturing that that child needs. And from that nurturing and that support that we didn't get at that time, but now we are able to come back and give those things to the child, the child end up actually growing and maturing in a very, very positive way. And so that's essentially the process called reparenting. It's also, it helps with spiritual, social, and psychological maturity. We become more self-aware. We understand ourselves. We learn to, you know, not project all of our negative emotions onto others, but we learn to take responsibility for our hurt, our pain. We learn to, you know, how to transform ourselves and how to be there for ourselves. And these are all of the really, really important skills when it comes to, you know, just handling yourself in daily life, the emotional intelligence, as a lot of people would call it. However, in the emotional intelligence space, it's not really intelligence up here. Emotional intelligence is when you know that your body is reacting, you have a certain way of handling yourself. So it's not just about reading books and, you know, understanding this work at a conscious, you know, just a mind level. This is really about understanding yourself at the very depth, at the emotional depth of your being, in order for you to truly transform what is going on inside. And so for a lot of us, when we don't transform those things, what we end up continuing to do is we end up, you know, continuing to wanting to meet the expectations of our parents. We continue to live the dreams that our parents had wanted for us. We wanted to please our parents. We walk the path that they paved for us, or that they directed us towards, versus walking our own path, being our own person, or becoming our own person. So this process is also spoken a lot about in Jungian psychology, called the process of individualization. And the process of individualization essentially requires that the individual leaves the family system and consciousness in order to discover and explore his or her own path, his or her own being, and essentially finding their own path because they've left the family consciousness, the nest. And it's also extending to the social, the cultural, right, the society expectations and standards, to really becoming their own person. So how this ties all into inner child healing work. Inner child healing work is not just about maintaining the inner child. It's about living in this world as your own person, as your own adult, as your own individual, yet you are deeply connected to the inner child, the one who is healed, the one who is happy, the one who is full of joy, the natural essence of your inner child when you were little, when you liked to play. All of those beautiful, positive quality and essence are to be connected and integrated with your adult life so that you live a life that is truly, you know, meaningful to you, that you do the things that are actually bringing you joy, that you know, you actually contribute to your life in a way that you wanted, not the way that other people wanted you to do or expect you to do. And that looks in many, many different ways. It looks like, you know, not being pressured by the standard of social life or the standard of the parents, the family, the peers, to do something or to be someone or to live up to a certain kind of lifestyle. For some people, that look like maintaining a corporate job or a certain kind of 9-to-5 job, or feeling the pressure to get married or to be with a certain type of person, a type of relationship. Sometimes it's marrying or being with someone for material wealth. Sometimes it's marrying for the status of that person in society. Or sometimes it's simply because the parents wanted the children to just have children. Or sometimes it's even the parents' choice who the children marry. That's not all the cases, but in other cases, right, more Western world, it looks like, you know, we are reliving the patterns of our parents. And so sometimes what that looks like is if our parents had an addiction to alcohol or drug, and we end up becoming addicted to working or being stressed, right? And that's not exactly, it doesn't look exactly the same as our parents, but it does resemble the pattern of some sort of addiction or dysregulated nervous system. So the inner child healing work is really about working to heal your nervous system, to heal the way that you perceive threat, danger, stress, as well as calmness and peace in your own body, coming back to your own body. Healing the inner child also, you know, is a lot about forgiveness and grief, and really grieving the pain that we didn't receive the love we needed as a child, right? And especially, like, if you grew up in a family system that the parent was very emotionally unavailable, then that is a pain that is really hurtful, but it's a pain that is also invisible, because that parent could look like they were there for you in the sense of providing you with a home, food, and material needs, basic needs. And a lot of the times our society would say that that's enough. However, as a child, we actually need a lot of emotional support. We actually need a lot of love and care, a lot of quality time with our parents, a lot of play time with our parents. But not every child, and actually most children, don't get that. And so we grow up becoming distant to our own selves. We are disconnected from our own being. And we numb ourselves with food, with distraction, with work, with anything else in order to be disconnected from ourselves too, because we were never shown the connection with ourselves from a young age. And so the inner child healing work is all about reconnecting to those pieces of you, those loving pieces of you that, you know, it was okay to desire and need the love, right? And you didn't have to push that away, you didn't have to avoid it, right? Love was something that was safe, and it wasn't something that was dangerous. So healing the inner child, as I've seen, is really the root of most problems in life. Because when somebody is like suffering something in their work, whether it's with their boss, whether it's with asking for a raise, a lot of the times it comes back to the inner child foundation. Were you taught to speak up, have boundaries, right? And were you modeled self-worth in the sense of, you know, you are lovable no matter what? And if those things weren't modeled to you, right, sometimes we pick things up subconsciously that we're not worthy of love or acceptance. And we bring those things into the workplace. And so we don't speak up for our needs. We don't ask for the raise. We don't talk and share our own opinions or insights with our bosses, our leaders, our peers. And those things all end up affecting our personal life and even our experience of ourselves. So the inner child healing work is something that I'm deeply, number one, passionate about. Number two, it's something that is extremely healing, and it's something that I find is so essential and critical in this time, because the earlier that you get started on this work, the more healing and positive effects you see it happens in your life. When we delay this type of work, we see more problems being manifested because those problems only continue to grow and multiply. So if we continue to have those roots and seeds of pain and wounds, and that we don't tend to them, we don't nurture ourselves, we don't care for ourselves, then those things will become problematic as life continues to unfold. So this video is really about creating this awareness, right, in your life, in the lives of the people around you. In the later videos, I'm going to share more about the different ways to heal, different methods, and one of the ways that actually have been really effective for my clients. So that's going to be for the later videos. But for this video, I just want to share that if you're going through this alone, if you have this awareness, you are not the only person, you are not alone, and it is an extremely difficult path, right? Some days you feel like you've got it, some days you feel like, yes, I understand what I need to do, how to set boundaries, all the things, and then some days you just realize, like, I'm in a dark hole. I don't know how to set boundaries. I have absolutely nothing that makes sense in my life right now. My emotional self is a wreck. So sometimes we have those days that just feel extremely difficult. And sometimes we have days where we're like, you know, I've got this, I understand what this means. So we can find ourselves going through those waves and know that this is a part of the process, this is a part of the journey. Over time, as we continue to heal, it does get more stable, it does become easier, but sometimes the emotional waves, the ups and downs, is what we experience. And as we accept this process, this journey, we can lean into it more, and we can be open up to the inner work more and more, because there are more layers. And the more layers that we experience, the more liberation that we actually experience inside. So I will leave the video up to this point. If you have found this useful, helpful, supported in some way, I would love to hear from you. And if you desire to share this with somebody in your circle, your friend or family who would benefit from this, I would be so grateful to be sharing this work with those around you. And if you have any feedback for me, if you really like this, or there are certain things you want to hear more from me, I would love to hear that from you as well. And so for today, it's been a pleasure to spend time with you. I hope to spend more time with you in the future on other topics, or even more in depth with this topic. So thank you so much for tuning in today. I hope you have a wonderful day, week, month, year, wherever you are. And I hope that all the good blessings are coming your way, and that you're receiving that in every moment of every day. So until the next time, I will see you then. Bye.